Hello.
Yes, hi, this is Jerry. I'm calling for National Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Now, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, will not vote?
Definitely will vote.
Okay. Now, regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
Something else.
Okay. And in the November 2020 general elections, for whom did you vote for president, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
If those are the only choices, Joe Biden.
And what is your age?
67.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Nope.
Okay. Now, I'll please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, when 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Okay. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, very satisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in the country is headed?
To answer that question, there's several different topics that I could comment on. You have to be much more specific than that.
Okay.
In some directions, very satisfied, and others, not very satisfied.
Now, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Generally, approve.
And that will be somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat.
Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
Are you going to ask me the same about Republicans? Because I would prefer if you asked me how I felt about how Congress was handling its job.
No. This is the question that I have.
I can't answer that then.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, 5 it is somewhat important, and 0 it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one, reducing crime and violence.
10.
Okay. Creating more affordable housing.
I could not hear what you said. Please repeat.
Yes. Creating more affordable housing.
Oh, affordable housing.
Yes.
That's 8.
Okay. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
Protecting abortion and reproductive rights. See, that's two different things. So I'll give that a 5.
Okay. Protecting our personal data online from big corporations.
10.
Okay. Making college more affordable.
10.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
Did you say Social Security and Medicare?
Yes.
What about it?
Yes, from 1 to 10, how important is for you protecting Social
Security?
Oh, how
important is okay, that it continues to be provided? That would be a 10.
Okay. Working to end the war in Gaza?
8.
Criminal justice reform that fights racial profiling by police and holds bad cops.
Okay, I'm not understanding that question. I can't rate it.
Okay. And banning TikTok.
Oh, God. Banning TikTok.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you?
You went out. I think we got disconnected. I can't hear you at all now.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Now I can hear you.
Yes. Do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you?
No.
Okay. Your answer is that the President and Congress are not focused on issues that are important to you. Does that make you less likely to vote, or are you still motivated to vote in the upcoming elections?
Extremely motivated to vote.
Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first one, Democrats in Congress.
0. I have no opinion about that. What did you say no opinion is? 0? No, that's unfavorable. No. You said which is don't have an opinion about?
Yeah, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable.
Nope, that's not it then. No, which one did you say means I have no opinion about?
Yes, if you don't have no opinion, that's it. No worries. Now,
No. Do not write that down for me, because I feel the same way about Democrats as I do Republicans. And so I don't have an opinion. What did you say, 50? How about 50? I think that's what you said. Don't put me down for 0. Put me down for 50.
Okay. Next one, Meta / Facebook.
Meta Facebook?
Yes.
Never heard of it. I've never heard of that. Meta Facebook. Never heard of it.
Republicans in Congress.
50.
Okay. Joe Biden.
50.
Okay. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
10.
Okay. Elon Musk.
Oh, God. Unfavorable. 0.
Okay. Donald Trump.
0.
Hakeem Jeffries.
70.
Okay. Mike Johnson.
60.
And last one, TikTok.
0.
Thank you. Now, I know it's still a long wait off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidates Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
It would be Joe Biden still. Of those choices, it would be Joe Biden.
And generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president?
Because the ones you named are running. That's the preferable one out of the lot who has more experience.
Okay. More experience, right? Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, we almost finished with the survey. Changing gears now, we want to ask you a couple of questions about tech issues that have been in the media recently. Generally speaking, how much will you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence or AI?
I know quite a bit.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence or AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity and our society, or more of a threat?
Depends on how society uses it. So that's another one I can't answer with those two ways. It depends on how it's used.
I understand. Now, which of the following is closer to your view? Tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are. Tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are. Or the current level of regulation of tech companies is about right.
They should be more regulated.
Okay. And thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data, privacy, and security? YouTube, Facebook, or Meta, Instagram, Google, TikTok, X, formerly known as Twitter, or video games?
Which do I think is a bigger threat? You named a couple of them are big threats. X.
Okay. Now, switching gears a bit, how often do you use each of the following social media platforms, if at all? Instagram, multiple times a day, about once a day, multiple times a week, multiple times a month, once a month, less than a month, not at all.
Not at all.
Okay. What about X or Twitter?
Not at all. Neither.
Okay. YouTube?
Not at all. Oh, you said YouTube.
Yes, YouTube.
Weekly.
Weekly, okay. And TikTok?
Never.
Okay.
Not at all.
And Facebook?
Not at all.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a few statements about different social media companies. For each, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with that statement. The first one, X or Twitter keeps users' data secure. Are you agree or disagree with that?
Disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay. TikTok plays a negative role in society. Agree or disagree?
TikTok. Well, it depends on how it's used. I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Meta keeps its users' data secure.
Don't know anything about that.
Okay. X or Twitter plays a negative role in society.
Yes, agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay. TikTok keeps users' data secure.
I don't agree with that.
Strongly or somewhat disagree?
Strongly.
Okay. Last one. Meta plays a negative role in society.
I don't know anything about that.
Thank you. We almost finished with the survey. And have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing it into a law?
I've heard about it, but I don't know what the debate has been around it. I've not listened to it.
Okay. Now, next I'd like to ask you about the law Congress recently passed and the President Biden signed it into law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. Generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law?
I have to read more about what else is in the law. That's kind of vague. I don't know. I can't answer that question directly.
I understand. I understand. And generally speaking, would you say you are more or less likely to vote for a candidate who votes to ban TikTok from the U.S.?
It depends on what's all in the law.
Okay. Now, what do you think was Congress' primary motivation behind banning TikTok? They think TikTok is bad influence on children and teens. They are concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on us. They want to stop the spread of propaganda and fake news on TikTok. They are playing politics. They have been influenced by big tech lobbies who work for TikTok's competitors. They want to protect our citizens' data security. What do you think was the Congress' primary motivation behind banning TikTok?
Well, again, like I said, I haven't heard the debate, but I do know that China getting information through that particular social media platform is a big threat. So, okay. I don't know. Maybe they know about that.
Okay, thank you for your opinion. And now, generally speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of your news or information about what's going on in your community? Please tell me all that apply. Print newspaper or magazines, YouTube, national evening network TV news such as ABC, CBS, or NBC, local TV news, news website.
Local news and certain websites. New media websites.
Okay. What about social media, such as Facebook?
No.
Or Instagram? No?
No, never.
Talk or news radio?
No.
Music and entertainment sites?
No.
Okay. Cable TV news, such as CNN, Fox News, or MSNBC?
I call that entertainment news. That's not news.
Okay. Now, the last few questions are for a statistical purpose only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Postgraduate.
Are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Widow.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Nope.
Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
All right, goodbye.
Bye-bye.